And we'll turn now in the scriptures to Isaiah chapter 38. And we'll read through the end of chapter 39. Isaiah 38, verse 1 through chapter 39, verse 8. Beloved, hear now the word of the Lord. In those days, Hezekiah became mortally ill. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came to him and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live." Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, "Remember now, O Lord, I beseech you, how I have walked before you in truth and with a whole heart and have done what is good in your sight." And Hezekiah wept bitterly. And the word of the Lord came to Isaiah saying, "Go and say to Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of your father David, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Behold, I will add 15 years to your life. I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. This shall be the sign to you from the Lord that the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken. Behold, I will cause the shadow on the stairway, which has gone down with the sun on the stairway of Ahaz, to go back 10 steps. So the sun's shadow went back 10 steps on the stairway on which it had gone down." A writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, after his illness and recovery. "I said, in the middle of my life, I am to enter the gates of Sheol. I am to be deprived of the rest of my years. I said, I will not see the Lord in the land of the living. I will look on man no more among the inhabitants of the world. Like a shepherd's tent, my dwelling is pulled up and removed from me. As a weaver, I rolled up my life. He cuts me off from the loom. From day until night, you make an end of me. I composed my soul until morning like a lion. So he breaks all my bones. From day until night, you make an end of me. Like a swallow, like a crane, so I twitter, I moan like a dove. My eyes look wistfully to the heights. O Lord, I am oppressed. Be my security. What shall I say? For he has spoken to me, and he himself has done it. I will wander about all my years because of the bitterness of my soul. O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these is the life of my spirit. O restore me to health and let me live. Lo, for my own welfare I had great bitterness. It is you who has kept my soul from the pit of nothingness, for you have cast all my sins behind your back. For Sheol cannot thank you. Death cannot praise you. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your faithfulness. It is the living who give thanks to you, as I do today. A father tells his sons about your faithfulness. The Lord will surely save me. So we will play my songs on stringed instruments all the days of our life at the house of the Lord." Now Isaiah had said, "Let them take a cake of figs and apply it to the boil, that he may recover." And Hezekiah had said, "What is the sign that I shall go up to the house of the Lord?" At that time, Merodach Baladan, son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he heard that he had been sick and had recovered. Hezekiah was pleased and showed them all the treasure, his treasure house, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious oil and his whole armory and all that was found in his treasuries. There was nothing in his house nor in all his dominion that Hezekiah did not show them. And Isaiah the prophet came to the king Hezekiah and said to him, "What do these men say, and from where have they come to you?" And Hezekiah said, "They have come to me from a far country, from Babylon." He said, "What have they seen in your house?" So Hezekiah answered, "They have seen all that is in my house. There is nothing among my treasuries that I have not shown them." Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, "Hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house and all that your fathers have laid up in store to this day will be carried to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord. And some of your sons who will issue from you whom you will beget will be taken away, and they will become officials in the palace of the king of Babylon. And Hezekiah said to Isaiah, the word of the Lord which you have spoken is good. For he thought, for there will be peace and truth in my days. And thus far in the word of the Lord to us, his people. The Lord is a God who is good. And here, Hezekiah, at the beginning of chapter 38, he becomes seriously ill. We would say terminally ill. He will die. And this in his mid-30s, he receives this news and sickness. And we find here this is not a determination from a fallible medical professional that we could go to, and you know, if we had cancer or something, and they say you're going to die in 3 months, you have 6 months to live. It's not like that. But here, this is from the infallible word of the Lord that this declaration of his illness comes, that it is terminal. And what is his first response to the news from the Lord? Verse 2, he prayed. We question sometimes, how can good people, how can Christians come under such great illness and pains and suffering? Verse 3 shows that this illness comes in the context of Hezekiah's godliness. He walked before God in truth. He possessed a loyal heart. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. Christians can become ill. We can physically die in our bodies. That is not to be debated. And we could look at Uzziah, who was a king earlier in the ministry of Isaiah. If you remember Isaiah 6, and his illness was a result, his leprosy was a result of sin. But Hezekiah's godliness is underlined here. This is not a sickness that is a result of sin. There are some sins in which it results in sickness and illness. But this is not one of them. Another thing we see is that Hezekiah did not want to die. He turned immediately to prayer. And we see part of his thoughts of that time in verses 10 through 20 in a song that he wrote. His account as he came close to death. And following his prayer, verse 5, the Lord answers, his life will be extended 15 years. The Assyrians will not overtake Jerusalem. God doesn't always heal in answer to prayer. God knows what is best for us. He knows what is the best for his glory. We also see verse 21, the use of medicine to heal miraculously. And so miraculous healings and the use of medicine are not contrary. Here's a terminal illness that he will die, and yet medicine used and he is healed. Hezekiah is shown a sign to show that he was in fact healed, for a shadow would go the opposite way that it's supposed to go. The sun, seemingly implied from the passage, will go the opposite way. The earth, we know, rotates the opposite way. God doing this, and this miracle, that a miracle being that which is outside ordinary providence. What would ordinarily happen, this is not that, for the sun or the shadow goes backwards. If you look at the song of Hezekiah, you see two things, two good things. Verse 17, suffering in God's people is for our good, for Hezekiah's own welfare, it says. And praise to the Lord is always a right response to the Lord for his blessings he provides. Sadly, though, Hezekiah's greatness is clouded by the sin of pride in his late years. And so we get to chapter 39. He was flattered greatly by the king of Babylon and showed all his treasuries to him, to his people. Verse 3, gives a strong hint of boasting from Hezekiah, an act of folly for which he is rebuked by Isaiah. And by the Lord, pride had grown in his heart. Verse 8 is clear what the Lord says having to do with his pride, the judgment promised because of his pride. It is a good thing, as Hezekiah replies. He even sees it as a good thing. The word of the Lord which you have spoken is good. Even the judgments or disciplines upon his people are good. Terminal illness is good for God's people, for the glory of God and for the good of his church. And so let us be reminded of that. Let's trust the Lord and the good and yet hard providences that he brings, even when it comes as discipline or illness. Let us confess that it is good, good for our souls and good for his people. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for how you have raised up godly men to be godly leaders. And yet even these are fallible and they fall into sin. And Father, we do pray this day that you would raise up godly leaders over us to be rulers over us, governors and congressmen, presidents, and even lesser or lower rulers, that they would love your word above all else, that they would rule according to your word and live out your word and not be bribed with money or possessions and not search after such things. That more people perhaps would even hear your word and be granted the salvation that is through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, as we look at our nation, we know that is, in our, at least our minds, asking a lot, and yet it's very easy for you to do. But Father, we do ask that you would do it. At the very least, that you would give us, as your people, peaceable lives on this earth, to worship you freely. And if persecution is to come, and suffering to come, then strengthen our hearts and bodies, our wills, our minds, to always confess and profess your name as higher than anyone else and anything else. And that the salvation alone because of sins in Christ alone. There are many in the past who have failed in this. We understand why they have failed in this when they've faced persecution. But Father, we ask that we would not be like them, but be like the many faithful who have remained steadfast and faithful to your word. Not because of anything in us, for we in us would be like the ones who would cower in fear. But give us of your Spirit and strengthen us for this task, even now, of proclaiming the gospel to a world which hates you and a world that hates us because of that hostility that has been since the beginning, since the fall, when you said there would be enmity and hostility between the seed of the woman of which we are and the seed of the serpent of which the world is. Father, bless your people. Heal our bodies if we are sick or have cancer, whatever it might be. And strengthen our bodies to worship you, to be sanctified of our sin, and to honor you in all things. Lord, be glorified in everything. As you are here, and your providence, even your hard providence. And let us not enter into pride and arrogance, like Hezekiah did in his later years. Father, hear our prayer because we pray in your Son's name. Amen.